So the epistle for the first Mass of Christmas, the Midnight Mass, is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Titus, chapter 2. Dearly beloved, the grace of God our Savior hath appeared to all men, instructing us that denying ungodliness and worldly desires, we should live soberly and justly and godly in this world, looking for the blessed hope and coming of the glory of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and might cleanse to himself a people acceptable, a pursuer of good works. These things speak and exhort in Christ Jesus our Lord. And then please stand for the gospel, which is taken from that according to St. Luke chapter 2. At that time there went forth a decree from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This first enrollment was made by Cyrenius, the governor of Syria, and all went to be enrolled, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his espoused wife, who was with child. And it came to pass that when they were there, her days were accomplished, that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds watching, and keeping the night watches over the flock. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood by them, and the brightness of God shone round them, and they feared with great fear. And the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy that shall be to all the people. For this day is born to you in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly army, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of good will. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. So a contemplation tonight to this Midnight Mass, in part taken from Bishop Sheen, Bishop Fulton Sheen. It is the first of the beautiful nights, this night of Christmas. We celebrate this Mass in the night. It's the first of the night vigils the Church has ever celebrated. The greatest night vigil will, of course, be the night vigil of Easter that's coming up in a few months. But this is the first of the night vigils. And in the sacredness of this night, we contemplate our history of our world. And in the middle of the night, we put the world's history in perspective. This world is symbolized and best described by the night. We live in the night. We do not see reality the way it really is. We do not see beyond ourselves. We're selfish creatures and we look into ourselves. We don't look into the outside world and see it as it was really made by God. And we know that we're creatures of the night because when you read the book of Genesis, you find that he created the world in the course of 6 days, and on the seventh day he rested. And at the end of each day he said, and God saw what he had done, and it was good. And he saw what he had done, and it was good. Evening and morning was the first day, and it was good, it was good, it was good. And yet when we look around the world in which we are, where do we see good? We see darkness. Our children are killing each other. We see sin. We see evil. We are creatures of the night. And this evil is because of our own pride and selfishness. The evil that is in the world is from myself. I have chosen to be evil. I look to my own desires and my own pleasure in my own way and not to the good of God and the good of His creation and the good of others. Only to myself. And hence we are creatures of the night. And on this night, for the first time, since the night will never become the day, God chose to come into the middle of the night himself and give life to the night and give light to the night. And on this night when Jesus Christ was born, he touched the world. God touched the world with his own finger and he touched it with his own light. And unless he touches it with his own finger and his own light, there is no hope for us. We modern fools say to each other in this day, "Happy holidays." And a holiday is something, as you know, I'm the superior here in this particular church. Superiors do not like holidays or paid vacations. We don't like them. It means we have to do the work ourselves, and we have to pay you overtime anyway. We do not celebrate because it is a holiday. We celebrate because God has become man. God has lifted man to a new life. We celebrate because of the words that we're going to read and every day during the Mass, during the offertory. God has reformed human nature. He's remade man. He has made man so that he can become like unto God. Man can find a new life. But the new life that man can find can only be found in Jesus Christ. He is the one that touches the night. And on this day, a little baby touched the night. And St. Augustine says, how did he touch it? How did he come into contact with the night of this world and give it new life? He touched it inside of a cave. He touched it in the presence of lowly shepherds. He touched it out in the country and not in the cities. He touched it in the remote places. He did not come in. God himself, becoming man and showing himself to mankind, did not choose to show himself in great splendor and glory, but he showed himself in the lowliest of possible ways in which a man can show himself. And this is God showing himself as a man. The great virtue of this night that Jesus Christ shows to us, that the Blessed Virgin Mary shows to us, and St. Joseph shows to us, the great virtue of Christmas, says St. Augustine, is the virtue of humility. God lowers himself to the life of a man. He puts himself into the flesh of man so that man may become like unto God, so that man may go to heaven and may attain eternal happiness, so that there may be peace in this world. We want there to be peace in this world. And that peace can only come from Jesus Christ. And we are fools if we look anywhere else for peace. There is no other place in which peace can be found. And in the gospel tonight, we have a whole symbol of the history of the world. A few shepherds were watching with the flock. And they heard angels. And the angel said, "This will be a sign. Go to that cave. And you will see a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes. He will not be wrapped up as a king, but he will be wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger." And a manger is a place of food. He is a king that is going to be eaten by his subjects. He is a king who has come to this earth in order to be eaten. A king that is going to be born in the city of Bethlehem, which means the house of bread. He is here to be our food, and yet he is our master. He is here to act as our servant, and yet he is our God. This will be a sign. And a few days later, a wise old man, Saint Simeon, says, "This sign will be contradicted." And the shepherds go and they see the sign. They see a baby in a cave, lying in a manger. This baby says no words. He performs no miracles. He does not appear to be different from any other baby. And yet the angel said the baby would be there. And when he went to the cave, they found him there. And so there was great rejoicing. And they sang with the angels, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill." And so they rejoice at the sight of the babe. These shepherds, says St. Augustine, are the priests and bishops of the Catholic Church. The flock are all those that follow Jesus Christ in the middle of the night of this world. We are walking around in the darkness of this world. Listen. Listen in the darkness and hear the words of the angels. They sing the truth. And these are the truths of our beloved faith. They tell us where Jesus Christ is. He is a babe lying in a manger, waiting to be eaten. We fulfill the mystery of Christmas whenever we receive Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist. And you're going to receive Holy Communion today. Receive it as though it is your first Holy Communion. In fact, one of you today has just been baptized, entered into the church. The first adult baptism here in St. Isidore's, and he's going to receive his first Holy Communion during the course of this night. He's going to fulfill the mystery of Christmas for the first time. Jesus Christ came to be eaten. He came to be consumed by all of men. And in being consumed by men, he will lift men up to become God. He himself says, "You must become like unto God." And that means to imitate God. To look upon God. To pray to God. And the God that we can look upon is Jesus Christ, God made man. And the God that we can eat is Jesus Christ, God made man and in the Holy Eucharist. He is the one who is our hope. He is the one that has touched the night of this world. He is the one that's going to give us life. And so we need to come into contact with this life. And remain close to it forever. It is the night in which Jesus Christ is born. The night in which hope is brought back to the world. The night in which we prepare the way for the opening of the gates of heaven. In which we all need to find ourselves. But we will find ourselves in heaven when we consume our Lord Jesus Christ. We eat Him. Whenever we fulfill His word. We eat Him in the Holy Eucharist firstly, but we eat Him also as Daniel did and as St. John was made to do whenever we fulfill the word of our Lord Jesus Christ, the obeyment of the commandments and the fulfillment of the law of God. We must become saints. We are creatures made for heaven. We must remember that this world passes like the night. This world is temporary, where heaven is forever. And we need to prepare ourselves for that eternal place that is forever. And not worry about this place that is temporary. What you have today, you will lose tomorrow. So grab onto something more permanent. Something more stable. Something that gives everlasting happiness. And that's the grace of God. And that's Jesus Christ in the Blessed Sacrament. He who wants to be consumed by men. And in being consumed by men, He makes us into eternally happy beings, ones that will no longer worry about the foolishness of this world. We will no longer spend too much time thinking about our paychecks and our retirement. We'll rather be thinking about eternal happiness. And this will make it possible for us to persevere through the difficulties of this life and to be faithful in our marriages and faithful with our children and the rearing of them correctly. And faithful in the fulfillment of our daily duties and obligations. And it will give us peace and happiness. And no matter what difficulties we run across. Or what trials and tribulations hit us in this world. None of them will disturb us. Because we have Jesus Christ in our hearts. He is the one who touches the night of this world. And gives it hope and life. And so let us embrace the life and the light of our Lord Jesus Christ. Which is found in the middle of the night. And let's ask the grace to imitate Him in His great virtue of humility, and especially the virtue that will come to us from the regular consumption, the regular reception, worthily reception of Holy Communion. Never receive Holy Communion in the state of mortal sin, but the regular, worthy receiving of Holy Communion. This will give us eternal life. So we need to frequent the sacraments, take advantage of the great gifts of God, never give up on these gifts. And I'll close it at that. And God bless you all, and a Merry Christmas to you all. And we'll close, and I believe that's it. So God bless, and then after the Mass today, the the little repast in the basement. And then please keep me in your prayers. I'm going to travel over to India here in a couple of weeks. You know, it'll be nice to go, but it'll be better to get back. So be sure to, you know, make sure that the planes come back. So I'll leave it at that. And God bless you all in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.